I think tenses, or sequence of tenses.
Oh yeah, but that's difficult for everyone. Do you think your French has improved a lot in the 4 years you've been at Salford?
Yeah.
Yeah? In what way?
I think in all aspects really, like orally, mainly like orally because of like the year abroad.
You see,
well, 6 months abroad.
Yeah.
But I think written work as well, sort of. Through translation, all aspects of the language.
What do you think the main factor was in the improvement? Was it the teaching, or the year abroad, or what was it?
I think it has a lot to do with the course structure, so it's the teaching. But I think that, like, orally, I mean, with the oral aspect is really the year abroad.
Mm. Do you think you became more confident after you?
Yeah, definitely.
Consider yourself fluent in French now?
No.
No? How would you define fluency then?
I don't know. I mean, because like, well, I'm doing bilingualism as an option.
Mm-hmm.
And like there's different, they sort of rate it different, you know, there's different people have written, you know, sociolinguists have written books on bilingualism and everything, and they sort of, some say that as long as you've got a reading knowledge, you know, that you can read a foreign language, you're fluent. But I don't see, I see that you've got to be able to just, you know, have no hang-ups about the language. And I'm not saying that I've got hang-ups, but it's not, I think you've got to have like a native.
So only native speakers could be fluent?
No, but you've got to have like a native speakers, a level of language. I'm not saying that only...
It's lacking from your speech to reach that level, then.
I don't know. I just don't consider myself as fluent. I mean, people say, oh, well, you speak 4 languages. But I say no.
No?
I mean, I do, but...
Years
here. No, but I wouldn't say that I'm fluent in French and German.
No.
No way.
Well, what kind of problems do you still have, then?
Well, written... Well, I feel that my German's weaker than my French, anyway. Mm. But there's still missed grammar and things like that. You haven't conquered all of the, you know, aspects of it.
Mm.
I mean,
are you fluent in Polish?
Again, it depends what you say fluent, because I mean, I don't know all the areas of vocabulary.
Mm.
I mean, say if I had to go and interpret, I'd be able to do it. But I'd still have to like look up words, you know, specialised vocabulary or anything. But when I speak Polish, I don't. Yeah, it comes out automatically. I think. I've definitely improved like from the first year, because in the first year you had to think what you were saying, but now it comes out more naturally.
Mm-hmm.
So, become more fluent, but I don't know
whether you're fluent. Yeah.
Not fluent yet, no.
When did you start English from birth or?
No, from school.
From school only.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you feel that you have any problems compared to other people in English, or not at all?
No, I don't think so. But I personally, I think that here the schooling, when you're taught English, that you should be taught grammar.
Mm, and you're not.
And we're not. Because I only learn English grammar through learning foreign languages.
Really?
Honestly, there's no grammar. They don't give you any grammar lessons.
But do you think that's because they think that you just learn grammar by being a child and hearing the language?
Maybe, but I don't think that's a good idea.
No.
I think that you should be taught grammar.
So you think the fact that you're taught grammar... Well, you're not taught that much grammar here, are you, in the foreign languages?
Not here, but you were, like, say, for A level and O level. You were taught, you know, what an auxiliary verb is, what a past participle is. But if somebody, you know, if you ask like somebody, they're doing another course, if to, you know, name me the past participle or the auxiliary verb, they think what? No, I'm not being funny here. But like, there's no grammar lessons, you know. And personally, I think that as like coming from a family where I didn't have the advantages of having English as Well, I'd say like English was my first like dominant language now, but I think that for people like that from minority backgrounds, they should have be provided with grammar lessons.
Yeah, or probably everybody who wouldn't have.
Yeah.
But you think there should be more? You think there should be more grammar? Grammar proves or agrees here in the course. I think it would help now at this level.
I think sometimes, I mean, you forget some things. You know, I mean, last week we had a lesson with Jean-Pierre Mayac, and he was saying, oh, you know, you're at this level, and you think, oh, you know everything. But, like, you do forget, like, little rules. And he's like, so it wouldn't hurt, you know, from time to time, you know, to have, like, a recap of things. But, I mean, you can at this level, I think you can do that yourself. Mm. I mean, you know, you're old enough to go and, you know, take a grammar book, and if you don't understand something, you can always ask someone to explain it. So don't necessarily think that you should have, like, an hour for grammar. Anything like that, because you've got the foundations and everything. You just build on top of that. But
you don't think you stay stuck at a certain level at some time. Some
pardon?
Point. You don't have the feeling that you might stay stuck at a certain level at one point.
What?
You know, just because you feel okay now, I know French, and you're not trying anymore to.
Oh no.
Conscious. No.
No, because I don't think. Because like, I think there's more. There's much more that you can learn. And, you know, there's like you can carry on.
Yeah, that's good. What do you intend to do then? Do you have a job yet? Have you decided you were?
I want to go and do an MA in French.
Yeah. Oh, in French, right. You told me.
In Nottingham, but I don't know if I'm going to get the funding for it.
An MA in French.
Yeah.
Good.
So you see, I'll be carrying on.
That's good. All right. So I think we'll stop there.
Pardon? To what effect?